right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie. At the Stivics, Mike watches Gloria put baby Joey in his bassinet.
Good night, Joey.
Look at that. You went right to sleep. Are they supposed to do that?
Yeah, it's okay, honey.
Hey, you want anything from Ferguson's for the baby?
Shh, be quiet. The baby's sleeping.
Archie shuffles in.
I didn't know that. Let me look.
Hey, he looks like he's chewing in there. You know, when he's chewing, he reminds me of you, Meathead.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry I can't oblige your babysitting tonight, little girl, but you know about the poker game over my house, huh?
That's all right, Daddy. We have a very experienced babysitter coming over. She's one of Michael's brightest students.
Wait a minute. You're going to leave that baby alone here with a total stranger?
Arch, the kid is 3 weeks old. He hasn't made many friends yet.
What the hell kind of a father are you? When Glory was a baby, I never left her alone. Wherever I went, I made sure that Edith stayed with her.
Daddy, if you're so worried, then cancel your poker game and you sit with your grandson.
I can't do that, little girl. The game is all set up. Jesus, your mother's fault. She had no business going out of town at a time like this with a three-week-old baby lying there in the bassinet.
Daddy, she had to go. Her Aunt Louise is 88 years old, and she's very sick. She could die any minute.
Oh, that old bag has been dying any minute for 30 years.
Archie uses the phone.
She's going to bury the whole bunch of us. The only way she's going to croak is somebody shoves her off a cliff. hi there, Kelsey. Yeah, Archie here. Yeah, the card game's set for tonight, only Stretch can't come. You got somebody to fill in from? Willie Johnson, your neighbor. Yeah. Oh, he's a colored guy. Oh, well,
Goodbye, Willie.
Cut that out. No, it's the daughter. You're fooling around. No. I ain't got nothing against them people. You know that. Listen, I'm talking on the phone to you from a house that used to be colored. No. Bring the guy along. Glad to have him. See you at 8 o'clock. Bye.
Hey, Gloria. We better hurry up. We're going to miss the show. Oh. Hey, Arch, do me a favor, will you? Stay with the baby until the babysitter gets here.
You got to go to Ferguson's for beer.
Oh, Arch.
Oh, Daddy, Ferguson's is open until midnight. You just don't want to be alone with the baby because you're afraid you might have to change him.
You think I never changed you, little girl?
If I'd have waited for you to do that, I would have worn the same diaper till I was two. Ma told me that.
Well, don't believe your mother. You believe me. Many's the time I changed you, little girl. It wasn't always wee-wee. Sometimes it was this here.
He holds up two fingers.
No, I never promised you a rose garden.
That's cute.
I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
I'll get it.
I'm right here, ain't I?
Hi.
Hiya, sis. What
do
you want?
Hi, Mrs.
Hi, Sharon. Come on in.
Who's this?
Sharon. She's the babysitter.
This is the babysitter?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? Get this age.
What?
Baby, are you crazy? Hi, Sharon. This is my father, Mr. Bunker. Daddy, this is Sharon Ramsey.
Hi, Mr. Bunker.
Yeah, hiya there, sis.
Now, you can give Joey his 8 o'clock bottle whenever he wakes up.
Archie waves his arms to get Gloria's attention.
Gloria, we're going to be late. We better hurry. We're going to be late.
All right.
Sharon, we'll see you later, okay?
Bye. Hey,
listen.
Bye-bye.
Like this, to get him here, a babysitter at least ought to be out of puberty.
Mike and Gloria leave Joey with Archie and Sharon.
Listen, sis, not to get personal or anything, but how long have you been... Wait a minute. What is this?
That's a textbook.
I know. The Sex Life of A. Borgnini's. The
that actor with all of the wives?
Aborigines.
Well, I know, but it's about sex. Does your mother know you're reading this?
Mr. Stivick's teaching it.
Well, I ain't surprised he'd teach anything. How long have you been babysitting?
Since I was 14.
Was that about a year ago?
I'm 18.
Oh, now, come on. You can't tell me you're 18 years of age there.
Would you like to see my driver's license?
No, I didn't ask to see your driver's license. You say you're 18. What year was you born in?
1957.
Archie counts on his fingers.
I'd say you're worthless. Let me ask you this. What's that?
Baby powder.
Correct. What's this here?
A pre-moistened towelette.
Oh, is that what that is? And this over here?
Baby oil.
How many teaspoonfuls you give them?
You rub it on. You don't feed it to them.
Well, see, you remember that. Now, I'm going to leave, and you just sit right here where you can see him. Here, move up a little bit closer there where you can see the... Don't be reading sex here, huh? Just keep your eye on him. See, I don't want him turning over there on his face so he gets himself a cauliflower nose.
Don't worry, Mr. Bunker. At 3 weeks, he's not strong enough to turn over by himself.
Hey, don't shortchange the kid. He's very strong. Look at the arms and the shoulders on him there. He's got a hell of a bite, too. You know what he done yesterday? He bit right through a nipple. It's a lucky thing he was on a bottle. Could have hurt somebody in the family.
He doesn't have any teeth, Mr. Bunker.
Well, then he's got gums like an alligator. I'm only telling you what he done, that's all. Now, I gotta go over next door to the game, see? And he wakes up, and he sees a strange face that's yours, and he starts crying. You go out the kitchen door, out the back door, see? Cross the alley, come over to the house and get his gampaw.
His gampaw?
That's what he's gonna call me when he learns to talk. Don't look at me, look at him. He's a beaut, ain't he, for a boy?
Yeah.
He's gonna grow up to be a hell of a guy, too. On them fruitcakes with the long hair. Funny eyeglasses and a purse hanging down over his shoulder.
Archie opens the door and finds a long-haired man with glasses and a purse standing outside.
Holy cow, I don't believe it.
Hi, it's Sharon Ramsey here.
What's it to you?
Hi, David, come on
Hi, Sharon.
In. Who is this?
He kisses Sharon.
This? I guess you know him, huh?
Oh, Mr. Bunker, this is David Harper. He's a friend of mine.
Hi, Mr. Bunker.
Yeah, likewise. What's this here?
Oh, that's a couple albums. We're gonna play them, you know, Rolling Stones, Grateful Dead.
Yeah, I know all about them gravediggers. I don't want no loud music played in here.
Don't worry, we won't play the albums.
Yeah, hold it. Douse the light there, buddy. What do you think you're doing?
Well, I was gonna smoke a cigarette.
David, no smoking around the baby.
Yeah, but that ain't the point there. Is that a regular cigarette?
Yeah, it's the legal kind, you know, the ones that give you cancer.
Oh, that's good. You sure you ain't got any of them funny little ones in there?
Oh, Mr. Bunker, I don't smoke grass.
Oh, I never said you did. I just don't want to come back in here a little later and sniff around and think I'm in Mexico. Come here, sis, I want to ask you something. Come over here. Why is he here?
David and I are studying together.
Studying what?
Anthropology.
In front of the child?
Anthropology is the study of man.
That's the point. I don't want you studying that man.
You don't understand. Oh,
Mrs. Sharon, this isn't going to work out. I'd better go.
That's a very good idea. I think I'll hold the door for you.
That's all right. We'll catch up later.
He can't keep his mouth off of it.
Mr. Bunker, it's been a real experience.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah, bye. Look what your boyfriend done there. He woke up the baby here. Come on, sis, pick him up, huh?
The door scared him. He'll stop in a minute.
I don't think he's going to stop. You better pick him up.
It's not good to pick up a baby every time it cries. It just makes it harder for the mother.
The hell with the mother? Pick up the child.
Believe me, if you leave him alone, he'll go right back to sleep.
Well, how's he going to go to sleep when he's making so much noise he's keeping himself awake? Oh, he ain't crying now. What the hell with that?
Sharon's bubble gum.
Nothing. He went back to sleep.
Are you sure he didn't faint in there?
He didn't faint.
Well, don't you think we ought to pinch him?
No, he's asleep.
Shh. All right. Okay, I'm going now, but I'm going to come back. I may be dropping in suddenly. My grandson is yelling there, and you ain't picking him up. You're in trouble, sis.
Mr. Bunker, maybe you'd feel better if you sat with the baby.
Well, don't think I wouldn't if I didn't have this poker game.
Oh, what's more important, your poker game or your grandson?
Hey, don't be fresh now. My grandson's more important.
Well?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. How much are they paying you for this year?
Nothing. I was doing it as a favor for Mr. Stibbitt.
Terrific. Well, I'll take over.
Terrific.
I'll hold the door open for you, too.
She marches to the door.
You know, David was right, Mr. Bunker. It sure was an experience meeting you.
There's no sense trying to make up with me now.
Pouting, Sharon stalks off as Archie looks on from the doorway.
Hey, don't cry. Hey, don't cry in there, little fella. Don't cry. Your grandpa is here with you here. Don't cry. Listen, I can't pick you up every time you cry. Because that makes it hard on your mother. You sound like your mother, too.
At his house, Archie tucks Joey into the bassinet, then joins a group of poker players at the dining room table.
Hey, I'm going to open for a half.
Oh, Kelsey the Greek over there.
I'll call. Me too, call.
See we got here. Well, hey, Tiny, huh? Don't be lighting up a heater here. The smoke will go over there and initiate the child.
Sorry, Arch, I forgot.
You have to be clicking your wingers over there.
Well,
the noise would wake up the baby, man.
Jeez, Arch, all we've been getting for 2 hours is don't laugh, don't smoke, don't click the coins.
I don't raise your voice.
Hey, Arch, maybe you ought to let the baby get used to noise.
Why?
Well, with you for a grandpa.
Look at that guy. You and your big mouth.
Bunker, are you in or out?
Oh, give me a break, will you? I'm trying to deal with the kid in trouble here. All right, little fella. You just try and go seepy by in there.
Seepy by? Geez, if I knew it was going to be this kind of night, I'd have brought my Barbie doll.
The kid must be hungry.
He ain't hungry. He ain't supposed to be fed for another 3 hours, yes.
Check. Maybe he lost his watch.
Well, if he ain't hungry, it's the other thing.
Archie glares at Kelsey's neighbor, Willie.
What other thing?
Feel his bottom. See if it's heavy.
I don't have to do nothing like that. He got rid of all that this morning.
Arch, you want the kid to stop crying? Why don't you do what I always did with my kid? Give him some beer.
What an awful suggestion, feeding beer to a child that ain't even weaned yet. Kind of trouble over here.
Well, maybe he's having a nightmare.
Oh, he don't know enough about the world. He ain't even took a subway ride yet.
My grandmother used to say, a crying baby is like a nickel on the floor. Pick it up and everybody's happy.
Yeah, everybody except the guy who lost the nickel.
Sidney, the worst thing you can do for a kid is pick him up. It only spoils him.
Better he should be spoiled than he should be crying. My grandmother always said, a crying baby should be picked up. She was picking me up when I was 9 years old. I say you should pick him up.
Yeah, pick him up or deal him in.
Yeah.
Don't you see that your laugh is torturing a child here?
Hey, Arch, that sounds like a rash cry to me. See if he's wet.
No, I don't have to do that. He ain't wet.
How do you know? Did you feel?
I don't have to feel. He don't even sound wet.
Hey, Arch, I think you're afraid to change the kid. I bet you never changed a baby.
I'm telling you, Arch, it's a rash cry.
It ain't a rash cry. It's a noise cry, and the cause of it is Tiny over there.
Willie gets up.
You ain't going to pick it up. The kid's hungry.
Yeah, come on. Feed him, Arch.
All right, come on. I'll give him a bottle. All right, you guys all gather around here. Jiggle the bassinet here, see? And I'll go get his stuff.
Okay.
The men gather around the bassinet.
He's a cute kid, huh?
Yeah.
It's hard to believe he's related to Arch.
Rock-a-bye, baby, on a treetop.
When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bow breaks, the
returning with the bottle, Archie grimaces.
And thou wilt come, baby, cradle and all.
Hey, 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 hey,
yes, well, three Andrews brothers in one ink spot. Feed him now, huh?
The baby got nice features.
Yeah. But I don't think he's getting enough sunshine, though. He looks a little pale, don't he?
You all look a little pale to me.
Before you give it to him, you're supposed to test it first.
I already tested it, Schwartz, and it tastes lousy just like babies love it.
Arch, the bottle ain't gonna stay in his mouth. You gotta pick him up, you gotta cradle him in your arms, and then you gotta hold the bottle in his mouth.
No. Oh, gee, look at that. He's slurping it up pretty good, Eddie.
Yeah, I can't wait till he's old enough to come to my bar.
Hey, Arch, I don't think he's drinking anything.
Maybe he has to burp.
Nah, kids only burp when they finish their bottle.
Sometimes it's before, sometimes it's after. There are no rules for burping.
See, he burped.
They all back away from the bassinet.
That wasn't no boy. Hey, Schwartz there, I mean, you know so much about everything. Are you gonna help me with this little change here?
I ain't a Jewish mother.
Schwartz walks away.
Jackson?
I ain't even Jewish.
Arch, I came to play poker, not house. Let's get our winners, fellas, huh?
Hey, Tiny, what am I going to do?
Open the window.
Yeah, Arch, and then after that, sing to him, you know, rock-a-bye, baby, on a treetop.
When the wind blows, the cradle will rock.
The guys get their coats on.
When the bow breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come, baby.
Hey, you guys, you're leaving an innocent child in danger, yeah?
Archie stares at Joey and puts down the bottle.
Well, okay, kiddo.
He rolls up his sleeves.
As the president said to the boys, I'll erase this myself. All right, now, just take it easy. That's a boy. You won't have to cry about nothing. I like you quiet this way, see? Where's the prince? No prince. Jeez, what a guy. Oh, you taped up there, huh? Well, that's pretty good. I'll get that off there. There we go. There we go. So now we get it off there. Now we get it off.
Archie winces and turns away.
It's okay. It's okay. Let me take a minute here. There we go. Now we get it all together here. I'll be right with you now. Don't move. Okay, I ain't leaving alone.
He drops the dirty diaper in the living room garbage can, then throws some flowers on top of it.
Here we are. This is going to feel good. We give you all wiped off.
He wipes Joey's bottom.
We give you all wiped off. You're nice and clean there. Eh? And then he
tosses the cloth over his shoulder.
Hey, we got a dirty comet for you now. Here's a nice clean one. Take it easy, dear.
He lays the clean diaper in the bassinet and tries to pick up his squirming grandson.
Hey, dear boy. That's okay. Carry it a minute, eh?
Archie lays Joey on the diaper and starts to wrap him up. He bundles up the blankets with the open diaper and carefully scoops Joey into his arms. They sit down in Archie's chair.
Now, left the note over there for your mommy and daddy that you're over here with me, see? Wasn't it better being over here with all those guys than with that fresh girl? Huh? Lullaby and good night, and with roses bedight. Whatever that means. A couple of years, I'll be telling you fairy stories, you know? Oh, I don't mean stories about them people, you know? Stories out of fairy books, like the three little bears, the three little pigs. See, the three men in the tub, they had a water shortage in them days.
Gloria and Mike walk in.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Arch.
You're back, are you?
Yeah.
How's Joey? Hey, he's great there. Hey, you see this in here? See what that is? That's a nice, clean, fresh night.
You diapered the baby, Arch?
Well, he certainly didn't do it himself, huh?
Daddy, what's that on the floor?
That's something that Joseph flung out of his bassinet.
Oh,
he's good. I don't think that was a boy. I tell you what, there. I'm gonna let you take over here, Daddy Meathead. You just take over, huh? You know something? In this situation, he looks like you against.
Archie hurries up the stairs as they smile and talk to Baby Joey. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Story editors Larry Ryan and Milt Josephsberg. Program consultants Mel Tolkien and Ben Starr. Associate producer Bridget Jensen.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Norman Lear. Produced by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Jack Somach, Tiny Stilberforce. Joe Mantell, Sidney Schwartz. Bob Hastings, Kelsey. Ken Menard, Willie Johnson. Leslie Ackerman, Sharon Talbot. Thad Gear, David Harper. Copyright 1975 Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud Yorkin Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.